In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
What does Nahl denote in the Holy Quran?
The Almighty Allah says, "And your Lord revealed to the Bee." The Holy Quran 16:68. Some have said that it was an inspiration to the Bee. Some say that it was made in the Tinat or life clay, and it was created on this same Tinat. Make hives in the mountains, and in the trees, and in what they build, 16:68. It means, they should make hives on the mountains, and trees of grapes, or those compartments and holes that people make for them, or they make such hexagonal compartments that even the engineers are astonished at them. Then, eat of all the fruits, and walk in the ways of your Lord submissively. There comes forth from within it a beverage of many colors, in which there is healing for men. Most surely there is a sign in this, for people who reflect. 16:69. So, eat from different flowers, whichever you like, and walk on those ways which are appointed by Allah, and made easy for you, that is, remain obedient to Allah in that condition. The bees produce honey of different colors, white, yellow, red, etc. There is remedy in honey for pains and sufferings of the people. There are few medicines in which honey is not used.
In the explanation of this verse, the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, he said, "We are the bees on whom Allah sent revelation, and mountains refers to the Arabs. Allah has commanded us to make the Arab Shias. And in the trees," means the non-Arabs, "and in what they build," refers to those freed slaves who got mixed in the tribes of Arabs, though originally they were non-Arabs. The meaning of the drinking of different colors is that the different sciences that are manifested through us. The Blessed Dalami has also narrated, from the same Imam, on the explanation of this verse that, "What is the value of the honey bees, that Allah should send revelation on them?" This verse was revealed in our praise, and Allah has compared us to the honeybee. We are under the command of Allah, and mountains refers to our Shias, and tree refers to the believer ladies. The Blessed Ayashi, Ramatullah Alay, has narrated, from the same Imam, that bee indicates the holy Imams, alayhim assalam, and mountain refers to the Arabs, and tree refers to the freed slaves, and in what they build are the boys and servants who are not freed, and they have the love of Allah, the Prophet, and the holy infallible Imams. And the different colors of drink means different sciences which are taught by the Imams to their Shias. In which there is healing for men, means there is a remedy in the knowledge, and our Shias are the men, and Allah knows the non-Shias best that they are.
If this verse means what people think, it is a type of honey that people eat. Therefore, when a sick person takes it, he would surely get well, because the promise of Allah is not false, but the remedy is from the knowledge of the Quran, because Allah says, "And we reveal of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to the believers," 17:82. Then, the Hazrat said that the Quran is a remedy and mercy for those who are fit for it, and the holy infallible Imams who guide the servants of Allah deserve it the most, about whom the Almighty Allah says, "Then, we gave the book for an inheritance to those whom we chose from among our servants," 35:32. Also the Blessed Ayashi from other chains, from the same Imam, has narrated that bee refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make hives in the mountains, it means marry the women of Quraysh. And in the trees, and also from all the Arabs. And in what they build, this refers to non-Arabs and slaves. And the different colors of drinks refers to the different sciences. There is a tradition from Imam Muzak Azim, alayhi salam, that bee refers to the holy Imam, alayhi salam, and mountains refers to Quraysh, and tree refers to all Arabs, and what they build refers to non-Arabs and slaves. In the ways of your Lord. 16:69. It is the true religion that we follow, and the different kinds of honey denote the knowledge of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, which has reached the people, and which is the cure of the diseases of ignorance and misguidance. Thus, Allah says regarding the Quran, and a healing for what is in the breasts, 10:57. It means, it is cure for the diseases of the breasts.
It is repeatedly mentioned that, whenever the glorious Quran mentions food, worldly life, apparent tastes, and their benefits, they denote spiritual food, spiritual tastes, eternal life, like water denotes knowledge, and the light of wisdom. Therefore, it is not unlikely that bees denote the Holy Prophet or Imams, alayhi salam. Because as bees collect the fine food from which the best food is obtained that helps in curing the physical body, and they make their dwellings in different places, and their kings are so wise that kings of humans take lessons from them, in the same way the 12 infallible Imams as leaders of religion, are the best of the creatures, and for the Shias they are the source of divine revelation, through which they cure their spiritual problems and diseases, like ignorance and misguidance. Also the 12 divinely ordained Imams, alayhim assalam, due to opposition, oppression, and injustice on them, kept their knowledge secret and passed it to each, and every tribe and family of Shias, like the bees in fear of other animals make their homes, in places where they remain safe from any harm. As narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam. Fear about your religion and keep it secret through taqiyyah. Because one that does not practice taqiyyah cannot remain safe. You are among your opponents like honeybees among birds. If the birds come to know what is there in the bellies of those bees, they would not leave a single bee alive, and eat each one. In the same way, when opponents come to know what is there in your chest, that is the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, that you love we Ahlul Bayt, they would eat you with their tongues, and harm you openly and privately. May Allah have mercy on those who have our love in their hearts and keep it concealed. Arabs are compared to mountains as they are strong, firm, and steadfast in religion, or that they are tribes, and tribes together, and the comparison of non-Arabs with trees, is because they are spread out or that, they are soon obedient, and obey the orders, and have much ability for perfection. The slaves, the freed ones, or those attached to tribes, are compared to the honeycombs, because they are attached with their lords and tribes, as they are artificially made. Such types of similes and metaphors abound in verses that do not contradict the apparent meaning, just as many traditions also prove the apparent meaning.